As developers, we spend a lot of time writing code. Guess what? And of course, we spend that time in code editors on our machines, on our MacBooks or Windows PCs. And therefore, of course, it's absolutely important, at least in my opinion, that you set up a development environment that you like and that works well for you. And with development environment, I don't just mean the code editor, though it's arguably the most important part, but instead I mean the overall environment, including the hardware you're working with, so the laptop or the PC you're using, the monitor setup you're using. These things all matter because I do believe, and I'm pretty sure you could find some studies on that as well if you wanted to, that you're, of course, more productive if you're working in an environment that works well for you. But, and that's the big but, not that but the but, which has to be mentioned, of course, you can also take it to a point where it's too much. We probably all know those people who spend so much time optimizing their workplace and their development environment, their setup, that there's barely any time left for the actual work. And you probably also shouldn't try to reach that point. Instead, as always in life, it's the middle you want to aim for. You don't want to have that super basic setup which you don't like, where everything is slow and takes you ages, but you also don't want to spend your entire day on cable management and monitor setup and installing extensions into your Visual Studio Code. That's probably also not what you should do. Instead, at least for me, what is super important is that I have a machine, a MacBook in my case, which is so fast that it doesn't get in my way, that things happen pretty much instantly, that I don't experience any lag or any slowdowns, but that I simply don't have to worry about the hardware. That is important to me, and I would think that this is probably important for most people because who likes working with slow hardware? We probably have all been there. I definitely have in internships and when I was employed, I had to work with slow machines. And I do know that therefore, of course, you might not be able to choose your machine, your laptop, because you might need to work with whatever you get from your employer. But if you have a choice and if there is at least some way of making it happen, investing in good hardware is definitely worth it, in my opinion. And it doesn't have to be the latest high-end MacBook, which is absurdly expensive. It just has to be a decent machine that gets out of your way. Now, another important hardware topic, of course, are monitors. And we probably also all know these setups where people have like three or even four monitors. And hey, if that works for you, awesome, perfect, let's do it. But at least for me, I found out that it's one external monitor and then the monitor of my MacBook. And for me, that is enough. If I have more monitors, I'm not using them. However, the external monitor should be big enough. I don't want to have a super small monitor. But with that, I'm fine. I can then have like my code editor on one monitor, the preview page on the other one, or have them side by side and have some browser open for doing research and for looking up stuff. That works absolutely well for me, and that is therefore the hardware setup I work with well. Now, when it comes to the software, I'm not that complicated. I know that there are people who spend lots of time on installing just the right themes for their code editor and the operating system, that install alternative terminals because they don't want to use with the default system command prompt or terminal, and so on. And you can do all these things if that is what you need. Definitely do it. For me, that all doesn't matter too much. I use the default macOS terminal for all the commands I run because I don't tend to do super complex work in the terminal. So I don't need any fancy setup there. And yeah, it's ugly, but I'm fine with that. When it comes to the code editor, I do want to make sure that it looks nice, that I like working in it, that I have a nice font, that I have a theme which I want to look at and where I don't destroy my eyes. But I don't change that theme every 4 weeks, for example. I know that there are people who really like mixing it up there, and that's of course fine. It's no big deal to change the theme, but you should definitely try to find a setup that works well for you once and then not spend too much time on optimizing it in the future, I guess, because that would really be unnecessary work. However, if you of course like switching a theme every 4 weeks or so, that's absolutely fine. Again, it's a super quick process, so nothing wrong with that. Of course, the code editor optimization or setup doesn't stop there, though. You can do much more. You can install extensions, you can learn about all the shortcuts it offers so that you can get more productive. And here is the one thing, probably the most important thing, I'd argue you should do. You should take your time and learn the shortcuts offered by your code editor. Not all of them, of course, there is an endless amount of shortcuts, but the important ones and also some shortcuts you probably didn't know before. Like, for example, a shortcut for selecting multiple occurrences of the same word. You should learn about multi-cursor features that might be offered by your code editor, because all these things can make you much more productive. And there are people who basically say that a good developer never uses a mouse. And I don't agree with those people. I do use the mouse and I do call myself a good developer. But what is true is that you're typically quicker with shortcuts and with the keyboard if you know those shortcuts, if you know essential shortcuts. And that's why you should spend some time learning them, because it will make you more productive. And at least for me, it also makes writing code more fun, because scrolling around with a mouse and manually selecting stuff, that's not a lot of fun. That is not the part about development which I enjoy. Instead, I enjoy solving problems, and the faster I can do that, the better it is. So that is the one thing you should definitely spend some time on, and where you should also be prepared to continue learning. Because at least for me, I still learn about some new trick or some new shortcut from time to time. And of course, code editors also often are still under active development, like Visual Studio Code. So new features are added all the time, and therefore sometimes there is a feature which is helpful, which I then pick up and continue to use in the future because it might make me more productive. And therefore, as you can tell by how much time I spend on this topic, this really is one of the most important parts of the development environment setup, in my opinion, even though it's technically not part of the setup. But it's still part of the setup process, I would say, because you need to know how to work with the tools you installed. You need to know how to work with them efficiently. And therefore, besides having a fast machine and a sufficient amount of monitors and a theme that looks good, you should make sure that you know how to work with the tools you installed. Because if they just look good, that's nice, but arguably not the most important part. Now, I will say that, of course, that's not necessarily all you should consider when setting up your development environment. For example, when using Visual Studio Code, or actually for most code editors, I guess, you can install extensions, which also might make you more productive because they might offer features which were not built into the code editor, which do allow you to save some time, or which add something that makes the development process more fun, because that is also important. And that's also where we come back to the looks of the tools, for example. If you're working in an environment that's not fun to work with, you also will not be as productive as possible. Because, in my opinion, you need all these things. You need hardware that works well for you. You need software that works well for you and where you know how to use it and how to use it efficiently. And you need an overall environment, which includes the hardware and the software, and even things like your chair or what's on the wall you're also looking at the entire day, that makes you feel good and that makes you like your environment. Because the fun part is also important. If you're in a spot where you don't feel comfortable, you also won't be too productive. But then, at some point, you also should consider stopping optimizing your setup and your environment, and you should just make tweaks here and there from time to time, and instead use it and work in it. Because if you spend your entire day optimizing it, as some people seem to do, you might feel productive, but you aren't productive, I would argue.